And we'll move on to the next slide to talk a little bit more about what the ice looks like that forms from flooding and snow ice formation and from congelation ice formation at the bottom. In the top left slide is a picture of bare ice on my primary study site, a lake, a small pond at Poker Flat Research Range. And on the left-hand side, you can see that the ice is rather grey to white. And there's a very sharp contrast between that and the ice on the right-hand side, which is basically black. And these are two very common terms that we use in lake ice geophysics. We often refer to snow ice as white ice and congelation ice as black ice. And the reason that they appear white or black is that the snow ice, which is formed from a mixture of water and snow, just slush, has a lot of air in it. So when it freezes solid, you still have a lot of air remaining in the ice. And those air bubbles, air inclusions, they cause a lot of light scattering. So you get white ice because of the scattering of the light from those bubbles. On the other hand, congelation ice is often very clear and has very few bubbles in it. And in the interior, and particularly here in Alaska, that's a great advantage to, for example, ice sculptors. And every year in Fairbanks, as you all know, in March we have the Winter Festival, and there's a major ice sculpting competition. And one of the reasons why it's held in Fairbanks is that the ice that's used for the sculpting comes from ponds and lakes. And it's congelation ice, which has very few bubbles. It's very clear, has very few imperfections, and it's ideal for the ice sculptors. Now, if we were to drill ice cores in the lake ice cover at the end of winter, you might see what you can see in the picture in the lower right corner of the slide. These are ice cores from various ponds at Poker Flat at the end of winter 2000. And these have been laid on the floor in the freezer at the Geophysical Institute, and we've laid them on black visqueen just to emphasize the contrast between the layer of white ice or snow ice at the top, which you can see contrasts with the layer of black ice or congelation ice at the bottom. And the black ice or congelation ice, we call it black ice because it has a large optical depth. There's very little light scattering. The light passes straight through the ice down into the water and therefore appears black because of this large optical depth. Now, we can do more with ice cores than just look at the cores as these plain cylinders of ice laid out on the floor of the freezer. And if we go to the next slide, we can see some more details of what the ice looks like inside those ice cores.